Yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon to everybody out there, you know, all our entrepreneurs, our policymakers, our leaders, our elders, the youth. Good afternoon and welcome to the business and economic segment. This is Lecture Hall 1 with me, Kaveve Demburuga.
Yeah, and David Shobe. Good afternoon. Good afternoon and good evening to our dear listeners. Welcome to business and economic segment. Business and economic segment, as we have always been saying, it's a platform where we talk about economic matters, we talk about national economy, we talk about international economy, and it's also a platform where we talk about social affairs, as long as those which are related to economic development. And we are, on this ground, we also call, you know, experts in terms of the economy, expert in terms of development, be domestic development, international development. We also call, you know, policymakers, lawmakers, and, you know, concerned citizens, especially those who want to see a different Namibia, those who want to see, you know, an advanced country in terms of, you know, it can be infrastructure development, economic development, and most importantly, you know, is human development. It's a change of human lives and also, advancement. And on this platform, we also, you know, bridge the gap between, you know, those who know, those who understand, and those who want to learn. And we don't only, you know, engage in deep conversation about, you know, economic matters or political matters, but we also, you know, call, you know, all those with views regarding to the topic to come and call on the studio. You give your opinion. And yeah, you give your views about, you know, the matter, because it's not only Kave and David who are not experts. We are facilitating the developmental agenda. And yeah, this is your program. Yeah, and before we continue, just don't forget to follow us, Eagle FM Namibia, at all social media platform, like our page, and also download our app, Eagle FM Namibia, from at your Play Store. And you know, listen to current economic affairs, you listen to up-to-date news, and you follow, you know, a podcast platform where you also need to look at, you know, previous shows that you missed. And yeah.
And for today, you know, our topic is we're going to be looking at basically the role of regional diplomacy.
Yeah.
When it comes to upkeeping peace and also state development.
Yeah.
And we're just basically going to be using SADC as an example, because SADC has been around for a very long time now. But then there have been, you know, a few things that we've won, have had a few strength in, and a few weaknesses here and there. So we're just going to be reflecting back on those, and also just unpacking really, because we understand that, you know, to truly gain development or to truly gain real diplomacy, you don't just need policies or whatever. So you have to kind of look at all the contributing factors that really bring the nations together in order to obtain that peace and in order to attain that stability. And of course, also just human relations and trade and also security for all the nations involved.
Yeah, very important. You know, because, you know, Kaveh, a lot of people, they ask why SADC, why Namibia is in a relationship, in good relationship with, for example, Zimbabwe, in Angola, why we are in good relationship with South Africa, why we are in good relationship with, you know, all the SADC countries, even countries beyond SADC. Mm. One thing that people do not know, or maybe have a little understanding, is that a country is operating like a human being. Mm. You need relationships for you to survive.
Yeah,
you need relationship for you to survive. That's why people only use, you know, difficult term. Like, you know, diplomacy, you know, international relations, and all those difficult concepts. But when you say diplomacy, it's a simple way. Diplomacy can be defined, as a profession, or the conduct of relationships, or the conduct of international relations.
Mm.
That's why we have people who are trained on diplomacy, people that we call ambassadors.
Mm.
People that we call, sometimes they call ambassadors, sometimes, you know, can be special, you know, special envoy, even ministers in that area. Mm-hmm. But what is the role of these people? What is the role of these people? The role of these people is to, you know, talk with other countries and also strengthen trade and also strengthen security.
Mm-hmm.
Because what many people do not know is that when you are building relations with other countries, you are not only building relationships to go to meetings and take photos opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You are selling your country.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are selling your country for you to make sure that at the end of the day, when you get into trouble, like you are in drought, like in COVID-19, it can be conflict.
Mm.
Somebody from outside can come and assist you.
Yeah.
And that is a center of development, because Kave, if you don't have peace, you can be rich as you are. I'm not going to give example of the country which I've been giving.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, you can be rich in terms of resources, but if you do not have peace.
Mm.
But in most cases, or in situation where things are very difficult, you need somebody from the outside.
Mm-mm.
But now you being part of a body like SADC, you are safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are safe. And it's easy also for you to gain other things. But we are going to look at this thing in deep, especially look at the challenges, look at the weakness and also the strengths of it. But just before we move on, it's only that, you know, a lot of people, you can find Namibians who are really interested in development, but they're only interested in domestic development.
Mm-hmm.
You do not know that in this world, if something happened in America or in UK, it affects you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you need to know beyond what's happening in the country.
Mm.
You need to know who you are trading with.
Mm.
And you also need to stop bullying people from other countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes we depend more on their either their resources or their trading route.
Mm.
And other advantages from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, because I feel like somebody might be there, you know, asking why is diplomacy relevant, or why is it even something that we have to engage in? And even if you look at the bigger countries or the countries that are more developed, you know, the superpowers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These people did not just become superpowers overnight.
Yeah.
It's because they had those relations that really built their countries from the ground up.
Mm.
And even nowadays, you can see that maybe at times you would see one country is at war.
Yeah.
But then because a certain country is at war, you see all these other superpowers standing up to defend that country or to come to its aid.
Because they are friends.
Yeah, because they are friends.
Yeah, they are friends. Yeah.
This is why diplomacy is important. Like, if you, like you're saying, David, it's just like a relationship.
Yeah, it's a obviously relationship.
Obviously, like, if you are fighting, your friends are going to come to your aid.
Yeah, the more friends you have, or the stronger friends you have, or the better friends you have, and also the safer you are.
Yeah.
Who thought, I'm not supporting what's happening between Russia and Ukraine. Nobody should support, war. Because, you know, those countries, all of them, interestingly, they are friends of Namibia, all of them.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Now, who thought it could take Russia more than 2 years to fight a very small country?
Mm.
Just in your, you know, in your backyard.
Mm.
Very, very small country. And the second strongest country in the world, trying so hard to fight this small country. This small country makes sure that she has friends.
Yeah.
She has friends. That's why these things are going on.
Mm-mm.
But that is not our interest today. Our interest today is on economic matters. Now, how do you, before we go to SADC region as a regional body, now the question can be, now how can we take advantage of, regional diplomacy? We can only take advantage of regional diplomacy if we know what we want.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we can take advantage of regional diplomacy if our country trained, people. Kave, you get trained.
Mm.
You get trained on how to conduct yourself when you are at SADC. Because there, it's like you are going to a business meeting. Everyone has his own interest.
Mm.
But the more professional diplomats you have, it's easier for you to come with resources.
Mm.
Yeah, because all of the country, we are part of SADC, but somebody benefiting more than us.
Yeah.
Somebody is benefiting more than us, and somebody has more power than us. But how do you take advantage of that, or how do you rely more on regional diplomacy?
Mm, indeed.
Yeah.
And I think also at that level, like you're saying, it's important to train your people, because when it comes to those kind of conversations, dialogue is very important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And negotiation is very important.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure that you are, you know, sending people who are able to communicate and who are able to sell your country, basically. Because everybody is going there to go compete, to go say, yes, we want investment in South Africa, we want investment in Botswana.
Yeah.
But then for you to actually come out on top and for these other countries to invest in your country,
yeah,
it's going to come back to how you're going to promote yourself, how you're going, what you're going to say, what you're going to bring to the table, to say that, no, Namibia has this, this, and that, and this is why it will be beneficial for your country to invest or to promote us at that extent.
Yeah.
So it basically goes back to the to your representative,
yeah,
and how well capacitated they are in terms of dialogue and negotiation.
Yeah, indeed. And when you look at, just before we come to, to SADC itself, when you look at what Namibia gained, especially this for the past 2 years, when Namibia have been getting a lot of investors, especially in the area of green hydrogen, that is a product of diplomacy.
Yeah,
that's a product of diplomacy, because our late president was very good at selling the country. Because but at the first time, people were so asking, why every time the president is out of the country, but yeah, every time he's out of, yeah, he's the traveling president, and the media also wrote a lot of things about this. But you end up realizing that not only him, if other people who were traveling outside the country were also having the same mission,
yeah,
we could not be where we are, because you go there and negotiate. When you go there and negotiate, there are also people who are trained better. When you come home, you say it's a win-win situation, but maybe it's a 20%, 80%.
Yeah,
but really the aspect of green hydrogen and us getting investors, that one we must praise diplomacy. Not only that, that is the area where we need to look at. Now, coming to SADC, I think we are in Africa, we are at the safe side, Akave. We are safe to be part of this continent. Because to me, SADC is the only, compared to other part of Africa,
yeah,
I think SADC is the most peaceful country. I mean, a region.
A region,
yeah, it's the most peaceful region compared to other, you know, other part of Africa. Yeah, because these guys, they really stood together. Because having 16 countries together is not an easy thing. But they really stood together. Whatever, there are those problems that we're going to talk about. But being peaceful, southern part of Africa is a what? It's the area that you can choose, especially for investors.
Yeah.
But now, apart, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think it's also because they've understood the power of collaboration when it comes to challenges.
Yeah.
Because many a times you'd see there's that kind of embodiment of, we have the same challenges, maybe in terms of weather or in terms of whatever, but then when it comes to tackling those problems, sometimes, we can learn from case studies conducted in South Africa, conducted where then we apply them here. So I feel like once you also understand the power of collaboration when it comes to some regions like that, it's a good way that will help you to really embody that diplomacy at that level, because you understand the same challenges.
Yeah.
Therefore, you will be able to relate to one another and therefore also advocate and help each other better when it comes to that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. But I want to disagree with you a little bit, especially when it's coming to collaboration. You know, Kaveh, collaboration can be a good thing. But Kaveh, you are my sister. If I see you fighting at Checkers, I have to, and I just come and start defending you, I'm a very good brother to you.
Yeah.
But that is a very dangerous collaboration.
Mm-mm.
Instead of me saying, okay, guys, let's stop. What happened? Maybe you have been beating people around the, you are bullying people around.
Yeah.
But just because you are my sister, I have to jump and defend you.
Mm-mm.
Now, this thing has a short-term advantage and a long-term disadvantage. You know why I'm saying this? Because SADC countries stood together, because these guys, they did not only start 1992 there. They started before that, because they started when they were fighting war. That time, it was not really SADC. Which I know, let's fight together and let's liberate our country. Now, when they liberated their country, they say, no, now let's put our guns down. Now let us trade, let us develop. Now the problem started when one country started doing something wrong. SADC is very quiet, because it's our friend.
It's our friend, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I think, I don't want to say we should blame SADC for the situation of Zimbabwe. We should relook at what SADC did. Because there was a point in time where Zimbabwe was going really out of line. But just because it played a very big role in the information of the SADC. There was one guy, man, when people started taking land from the white people in Zimbabwe. There was one guy, he brought a case to SADC at the court. He's still here in Windhoek. but it's not operational. Yeah, it's no more operational. After that, or sometime, because that guy brought the case because he's lost his land. I think it's Campbell. It's known as the Campbell case or something. He brought a case to SADC tribunal to say, no, I'm a white guy. I was having this land that I lost, and I also suffered A, B, C, and D. My family started being here a long time ago. He's part of he's a former colonizer, but the sons now and other.
Mm-hmm.
Then one judge said, no, I think the guy is right. No, the guy is right, and we should be accountable.
Yeah.
But because we are SADC, I said, no, the sin of the court is nothing. Yeah, because that is the precedence which was set, and that's why the court is no more effective.
Mm.
That's why other countries continue. That's why now, you know, powerful countries like the EU, they say, no, let's put sanction on this country.
Mm.
That's why I don't want to say it's the reason Zimbabwe is into sanction.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, countries, I know these guys are standing together. But there was something which they did which is not right.
Yeah.
If you come up with a court, then a court say, Kaveh, you are wrong, just step down.
Yeah.
you step down or we pay back what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why that's one of the problem that one of the challenges that we have. Sunday countries, because when you look at this very careful, you realize that these guys, most of them, they were together in exile.
Mm.
Then they found this thing.
Mm.
Now, when you are wrong, it's better. It's difficult for me to come and say, no, Kaveh, you are wrong.
Mm-mm.
I will just come and defend you. That is one of the challenges.
Mm-mm.
Another one is also that I think it's too much reliance on. I don't want to say we in SADC we are too much on political development. We are too much on political development. We are too much on politics, but we are not really on economic matters.
Mm.
But SADC is an economic body.
Yeah.
To say, let us work on trade. Let us do on other things. But it's too much on politics. When you look at other SADC countries, you realize that there are a lot of problems in terms of the economy. There are a lot of problems in terms of inequality.
Yeah.
The top two countries which are unequal in the world are in SADC region. they are in SADC region.
Yeah.
And it's something that I think the regional body is failing to look at.
Mm.
Because if you're in the whole world, you are peaceful, you have political leadership. But when it's coming to economic inequality, I think that SADC is also not doing very well.
Mm.
That is something that needs to be worked on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's also why we are not really improving at the pace that we should be improving, because there are certain issues that we refuse to tackle.
Yeah.
Because it was also like, yes, the foundation was good. The inception was good to say that we're going to work together, you know, in trade, in one.
Yeah.
That was a good idea, yes.
Yeah.
But then now that we actually, you know, started operating, now it goes back to a thing of personal gain also. Because if I'm gaining more from a specific country, when that specific country does something, now I feel like I'm not entitled to say something to them or to correct them in some sense, because I feel like I'll lose out on those resources.
No, they are our friends.
So, so there's also a lack of accountability. And maybe that's what's also contributing to a lot of the issues that are going on right now, and why, you know, certain nations have not said a thing or mentioned anything about certain issues.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem. So we have to really also start from a place of taking accountability, because if the inception was that we're going to stand together as a body to develop our nations, yes, but then also we have to look at the part of, if we are wrong, what are we going to do? You know, if one nation is wrong, how are the rest going to respond to that? And we have to stick to those rules. Like, I don't feel like anybody is below the law. We have to drop the law for a certain country or a certain person. So if we started with a basic idea or a basic understanding, it's important to follow through.
Yeah, indeed. And I think the people must, the court must be activated again.
Mm.
The court, because the moment you have a functioning bodies within SADC, it's easy for you to be held accountable.
Mm.
But one thing I've seen, I promise not to talk about DRC, but DRC is part of.
Oh, there you go.
it's part of SADC.
Mm.
Because remember, there are also issues of difference.
Mm.
Because people don't have the same views about certain things.
Yeah.
Because if it was not SADC, I don't want to say DRC is better now. But it's a little bit understandable.
Mm.
But now things are also now becoming worse, because if you remember very well, there was an issue of if you heard about the issue of Kabila, people were talking about Kabila those time when Soja were sent. Sande could have solved that problem already a long time, but people were not, those presidents were not on the same page. They were different.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's only Namibia, Zim, and Angola which sent there. Because if they worked together before, it could be easier. We could have saved our beloved DRC and we could have at least developed the region better. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
But then I think that also comes from a place of pressure, you know. Even though it looks as if maybe public opinion doesn't really dictate the laws or dictate the policies that are in place.
Yeah.
To some extent, also in some countries, you have to understand that there is a lot of pressure also on the government.
Yeah.
So some decisions, I'm not saying all of them, but some of them are altered also because of public opinion and what people are saying within the certain region.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like you're saying, it's differing opinions. And if I have people on my back who really don't care about a certain issue or don't care about our involvement in a certain issue, I'm going to retrench my involvement in that issue also, because I have to some extent also please my people and please the cries that I'm getting from my country also.
Yeah, you are right, because at the end of the day they will discipline you
also. Yes, they'll stone me.
yeah they will discipline you.
Yeah
There is a caller. Okay, maybe you can take the caller.
Yes, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, madam.
Yes how are you doing?
Fine, Kaveh and Mr. David Chombe, how are you?
We are doing well, how are you say?
Fine, thank you. You know, I've fallen in love with this program.
Okay. You are cutting.
Collaboration.
Yeah.
And I think there is one point that we are missing.
Yeah.
You were talking about why countries collaborate, work together. And the reason that you are giving is that they are saving humanity.
Come again?
That they are saving. They are saving. There are people who need to be saved.
Yeah.
Saving humanity.
Yeah.
And there is no way people can be, you know, an island. No country that can be an island on its own.
It's true.
So even within our community, within our homes, are we not supposed to be working together?
Yeah, we are supposed to work together.
Yes, that's why I could see two are better than one. And in Oshwambo, you translate to Kave that, and it's also in Osherero anyway.
Yeah.
On the Meyawi Torona.
Yeah.
So all those efforts, when people are putting their resources together, their energy together, to save and help one another. I remember even when there was the drought or flood that happened in somewhere in Malawi some years ago. We gave them something. So we need to seriously work together. If we do not work together in those government and bodies, SADC and all these other bodies are not working together, even within our family, if we are not promoting the spirit of collaboration, we're not able to do much. So let's be preaching that peace, because I know people are now happy because the labels in Mozambique and all these things, they have created chaos.
Yeah.
This is not even because of the election. The election was just good. It is because of the labels, the rebellions. And it has been going on. Remember that they were also, sometimes ago, SADC sent some troops there. And they raided with South Africa and things like that.
2021, 2022 there.
Yeah, I think somewhere there. So let's make sure that we clean up those rebellions and all these conflict things like that. And most of these things are actually influenced by the people who want to destabilize Africa. And then at the end of the day, take our resources and things like that. So, but we ourselves are staging. Yeah. We must also be vigilant not to be to be used by, you know. But now we are destroying the infrastructure. Where is the infrastructure going to come from again? And the people, it's not great, man.
I hear you.
So let's promote the unity among ourselves, among our countries, and we must love each other and accommodate one another, so that we can then move to realize our prosperity.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you a question, but
the festive season comes with a lot of traveling. Whether you're driving out of town, making a dash to the store, or simply crossing the street, ensure your safety by adhering to all the road rules during the holiday season. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, hello?
Bye-bye.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
Yeah, the question is here, because let me say we are part of a regional body like SADC.
Mm-hmm.
Then you are doing something wrong in your country. Can we still work together even in things which are not right?
Yeah, we shouldn't promote social and political chaos.
No, I'm not talking about...
I'm answering your question, don't worry.
I'm worrying.
If there are conflicts, if there are issues there that are not going in,
yeah,
within a country,
yeah,
within a domestic country,
mm-hmm,
so we are not going to just, we won't be prevented by the policy of non-interference and things like that, no. Mm-hmm. But if there are issues of concern, so obviously the country has to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
The other, the members. So they can always facilitate and see how that conflict or that problem can be resolved amicably, peacefully.
You are speaking like a diplomat.
I am just speaking like an ordinary speech. But I think they shouldn't promote things that are not good. Promote values that are to promote peace and stability.
Okay.
Mm.
All right, thank you.
All the best.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm.
Dear listeners, you can engage us at 083-288-401. 083-288-401. We are talking about the issue of regional diplomacy, the importance of engaging in regional diplomacy. We are concerned more with what our regional body, which is Southern African Development Community, SADC region. We are analyzing the SADC's strength, weakness, and also the areas where improvement is needed. Yeah, Kaveh, I'm very happy that there are some development in Mozambique. You know, I've been following that that story for a very long time.
Mm.
And when you look at now the current affairs, what's happening in Mozambique, the guy who was out of the country is back. And I think that came after, SADC met and called the elders, the elders to go and talk with these conflicting parties. But you end up realizing that, somehow, the regional body is working.
Mm.
Yeah, somehow it's working, because if somebody who ran out of the country because of fear, your lawyer is killed and there was chaos, blood everywhere.
Mm.
People ran away from, escaped from maximum security prison.
Mm.
A maximum security prison is not an ordinary prison.
Yeah.
It's where you keep the most dangerous guys.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, if people are saying around 6,000, people escaped. They did not just escape like that.
Mm.
They escaped with AK-47 also.
Eish.
Yeah, because if you overpower the, people are protected.
Yeah.
you did not just escape. You escape with AK-47.
Mm.
And you also escape with ammunition.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's why now SADC has to intervene to say, no, this is not only their problem, but it's also our problem.
Mm.
Yeah, but you end up realizing that, okay, there are things which the body is doing well, and there are also things which the body is not doing well.
Mm.
Yeah, because why
You know, I was a good fan of, not really a good fan, but I used to like some of the ideas of Robert Mugabe. Mm. But the late Robert, he has been in power for a long time.
Yeah.
Until 90 something years old.
Mm.
Then when these people are going to the meeting, they are not saying, no, chief, can't you please sit down politely? Yeah, because they've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see, a country is already in sanction. But somebody who has power is 90, 93, 94, 95. Mm. Why are we not on each other's side? You know, chief, you cannot walk.
Mm.
You cannot walk properly. Why can't you at least just a little bit sit down, step down, we respect you. But yeah, that diplomatic term.
Yeah.
But people are looking at him. He has been a very hero of SADC until to the point where things become worse.
Mm.
Then you know when you are on the stage for a long time, you end up spreading the takes that you were giving.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you are shining for a very long time, you end up losing your value. That's why the ending was not right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ending was not right. But if the diplomat or the, you know, because they are saying the chief diplomat is the president of the country.
Mm.
We're really on each other's side.
Yeah.
If something is wrong, sit down and say, no, I think you are getting things out of head here.
Yeah.
I think you're getting things out of head, and please. And people will listen to you.
Mm-mm.
But if you are just saying, no, comrade, let's go, let's move forward. You are doing very well.
Yeah.
No, it's not right.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why sometimes if we are working together, there is a difference between supporting you and making a fool of you.
Mm.
Yeah, if I'm supporting you, I have to be honest to say, because there's always a way to tell somebody without insulting a person, to say, no, I think you overstayed.
Mm.
Or maybe you need to rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, then the person can rest. Or I think your economic policy is not right.
Mm.
Yeah, these countries, they really stood together with each other, but there are things which could have been helping each other.
Mm-mm.
Look at a country like Botswana is doing very well in terms of, we almost are sharing the same character, same problems. But when you look at the way they negotiate in terms of their minerals, they are very consistent and very strong.
Mm.
To say if it's not 50-50, it's 60-40.
Yeah.
And that is, you either take it or leave it. Why can't these guys speak and say, no, how did you do it?
Mm-mm.
No, we are still at 2% and, you know, 98. You can go there, you say, no, we are negotiating, but we are still, because that is diplomacy.
Mm-mm.
Because negotiating of agreements, those are, you know, works of diplomats and other high-level officials.
Mm.
You know, how did you guys get to what? To 60-40.
Yeah.
You guys, you are having 60. We are still at, you know, at 5 and 95. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's our thing. How did you come here?
Yeah.
Yeah, because those are some of the things that we're supposed to teach each other. Because one thing I know is that every SADC country has something to teach one another.
Mm.
But it's very difficult for us to do that.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. Apart from building relationship, let us, you know, work and learn from one another.
Mm.
Because that's the only way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, in addition to learning from one another, I feel like we also have to talk about intervention.
Yeah.
Because there are some cases that you are saying, even the situation with Robert Mugabe and stuff, you know, these are things that needed SADC intervention to some extent, but then it did not happen.
Yeah.
Or even the Mozambique civil unrest that we are talking about.
Yeah.
This is an issue that, you know, it started happening with people, you know, all the chaos started basically last year, October, November, somewhere around there. But then, you know, SADC just came to talk about it or to intervene, you know, publicly. In January.
Yeah.
Like, why did they have to wait so long for intervention? While people were dying, you know, people were fleeing the country. These are things that you have to sit down and, you know, consider to say, maybe there were certain laws or policies that were holding them back, maybe from truly intervening. But then they could have still been vocal about it.
Yeah.
They still could have been, you know, add their opinions or to say that, yes, as a body, we're going to intervene at some point. You know, Mozambique is not alone.
Yeah.
Whereas it looked as if they were alone. Or to anybody, you know, even watching from the outside, they could have been saying, you know, maybe Mozambique is being singled out. Or it looked as if it didn't have people behind it, or, you know, countries that are supposed to rally behind
it. It's very difficult. And you know what this is telling you? This is telling you that it could be. I'm not saying it's what it is. This is saying that it could be one of our friend maybe has a problem there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a cause a certain problem.
Mm.
That's why we have to be very careful in getting in.
Mm.
Yeah. And what is also very difficult is that when people are fighting within the country, you cannot just enter like that.
Mm.
Yeah, because they are saying you cannot just intervene like that. That's why a lot of people were like, President Mnangagwa is a chairperson of SADC.
Mm.
And this system, the structure of SADC is so good that no one has all the power.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why you have a political head. Within the political head, you have they have a troika system, mm, where you have three countries which are powerful at that time. Like, I think now we have Malawi, you have Tanzania and Zambia. Somebody who is the head of that troika, like the president of Tanzania.
Yeah,
Madam Su, it's a very difficult name, Samia Suluhu.
Mm-hmm.
She is very powerful at that moment, and she is the one who have to act. Because you have somebody who is on top, but you have this guy who are dealing with politics, defense, and security. That's why diplomacy sometimes, when you are banning, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it takes time.
Yeah.
No, they are looking at you, but they are finding a way to come to you.
Mm.
And by the time they come to you, you are already in trouble.
Mm.
That's why it took them a long time.
Mm.
And a lot of people have suffered.
Yeah.
But in my view, I think it's because people who are fighting are from the country.
Yeah.
But if you compare to DRC,
oh my goodness,
yeah, if you compare to you know in 2023 our late president was sitting at where Madam is sitting, Madam, mm-hmm, Suluhu. Then he called them an immediate meeting, I think around May there, to send some assistant to DRC when there was those fight.
Mm.
Yeah, but diplomacy is something, is nice, but sometimes it need to be very fast.
Mm.
People are just saying we are coming.
Yeah.
By the time they come, you are already finished. That's why some of these guys, they run away from the country.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I think when you talk about policy, I think something need to be changed.
Yeah.
Like just immediate intervention.
Mm.
Yeah, when somebody's in trouble, let's come in and solve the issue.
Yeah. Even if you're not really gonna take maybe the military action or the, yeah, whatever kind of, you know, action, the physical action.
Yeah.
Just even being vocal about it kind, mm, of like, you know, calms people down a little bit, because you know you miss all the chaos and you know you don't really feel like you are getting help or you don't see the help. If you can hear about the help that's coming, you know, you, yeah, have that kind of hope. So sometimes, you know, maybe we have to evaluate these policies to the point where you can say maybe no, maybe this body can even just be vocal about something. Or even, you know, the elections,
yeah,
last year, so most of the countries, people were like, you know, complaining about election results. Maybe I experienced it.
Yeah.
Mozambique, you know, South Africa.
Yeah.
A lot was going on in a lot of countries, but then, yeah, still the SADC body did not stand up to say, this is what's happening, or this, yeah, is how we can tackle this.
Yeah.
Like, there was no concrete opinion from the body itself. So maybe to some extent, we also need that in time.
Yeah, and remember also, people who are running SADC are not independent people. Some,
mm-hmm,
they are politicians.
Yeah.
And they have also from different political parties. If you are too tough on me,
mm,
when you get into trouble, I can also come for you. That's,
yeah,
why some of these people, they meet at a diplomatic level. They also meet at the party level.
Mm.
Because remember, all those, even, you know, your former liberation parties, then you have opposition parties.
Yeah.
All these parties, they have sister parties.
Mm.
That's why it's very difficult for them to discipline each other.
Mm-mm.
Because they meet at their party's party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they meet there and talk. Now, let's talk as, like, SWAPO and ANC.
Mm-mm.
Or PDM and DA, for example. Because there is always that level, and it's very difficult for them to act.
Mm.
But it make me to realize that, you know, I think not only in Namibia, you know, a lot of political parties, especially most of the oppositions, they, mm, have this thing when they have seen something wrong, they release a statement.
Mm.
Just say no, as party A, B, C, and D, we condemn what's happening. Where then they go back to their office and sit, yeah, down.
And sit down.
And ask yourself, what is that?
Mm.
Now when you, we condemn the violence of what, then you go back to our office and sit down.
Mm.
No, something happened in South Africa. No, our party, we write a statement. We are in solid. I think it's part of solidarity thinking also,
mm-hmm,
but it's also something which. At least act.
Mm-mm.
Don't just say, I condemn what David is saying.
Yeah.
Then you go back to your room and sit down.
Let's say he needs to be followed with, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going,
yeah,
to do? What did you do?
What
did you do?
Yeah.
You've been just condemning for the past 5 years. You were elected And you are just condemning.
Yeah.
Why are you condemning? Oh, we are condemning and what?
But no action.
Yeah. Who is not condemning?
Mm. Ah. Obviously, we all don't agree.
Yeah, but I think we need action also in that, yeah. That part.
Indeed.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe mbali hea vi nola natu. Heari bali no heari ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yes, welcome back to Lecture Hall 1. This is the Business and Economics segment. Today we are talking about the role of regional diplomacy when it comes to upkeeping peace and also developing our states. And we are looking at SADC per se as an example to really identify the strength and the weaknesses of SADC thus far. And, you know, how we have been using it to incorporate regional diplomacy. You can, of course, engage with us on this topic. Our studio number is 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401.
Yeah, you know, regional diplomacy, if it's utilized very well, it will bring you fruit.
Mm.
It will bring you fruits, and it will bring you, you know, good relations. And you know, this thing of you go and study in Botswana, you go and study in South Africa, you go and study in Zim. I think it's part of regional diplomacy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of advantages that we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a lot of transferring of skills.
Mm.
Yeah, because I was talking to one guy. He's a lawyer, and he's working at UNAM. Then he said, "No, I think we were part of some. They were part of some agreement because there was a point where the president of Zimbabwe came to Namibia and then." These guys, they came to the embassy.
Mm.
They said, "No, you guys are from Zimbabwe. What qualifications do you have?" Then they put an agreement with Namibia to say, "No, let us utilize skills which are there.
Mm.
If you have engineers from South Africa, why can't you have engineers?"
Mm.
Do we do the same also Namibia going to other countries? I think somewhere, somehow.
Mm-mm.
But that was supposed to be part of regional diplomacy. If you have a very strong working force, if we have, like, we have a lot of Namibians who have skills, but we don't have a way to go and work.
Mm.
We're supposed to go and work in South Africa, work in Botswana, work in Angola, work in Mozambique,
mm.
yeah, work in Malawi. Because that was
DRC.
Your DRC. Mm. At least I will go there. Yeah, because that is the aim of diplomacy, is just to make sure that we are different, but we are one.
Mm-mm.
When we have a problem, we can assist each other.
Mm.
When we're in drought, I can come and assist you.
Yeah.
But when we are doing something wrong, I cannot come and defend you.
Let
me come and correct you so we can move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is the only way. Maybe apart from that, when you look at even a custom union like SACU, which is a bit of few countries, is part of also, you know, regional diplomacy. Because we have an agreement with South Africa, I think South Africa, Botswana, Lesotho, and Swatini now, in terms of our trade. And we get a lot of money from that, around 90 million, I think, from those agreements. Then you imagine if we did not have those agreements.
Mm. That's true.
Yeah, that's why the only way to move forward, it's not only the country itself.
Mm.
The only way to move forward is to have people who are very good to represent the country.
Mm.
Not only people who are very good, they go out, and start taking pictures.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm very happy today I did A, B, C, and D. Yeah. It's not right.
Yeah.
You go there, you represent your country, then you come back.
Mm-mm.
When you come back, you know what, you know what productive agreement you did.
Mm.
Yeah. Because otherwise, it will not work.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I think also when it comes to the utilizing of resources, good diplomacy can also be beneficial because if you even look at our transboundary rivers, if we did not have good relations with South Africa or Angola or whatever, like we couldn't even be able to use those rivers to the way that we use them because if they decided they're going to put a blockage somewhere, that's going to stop the water flow from coming to, because we're downstream. If they stop it up there from us, to reaching us, all our regions, that depend on these rivers, all our farmers who depend on these rivers for growing their gardens or whatever our practices, it couldn't be like that. So if we really also want to utilize the resources between the countries properly, we are going to have to invest into those diplomatic relationships.
You are right. And what is also very interesting, I think the founders of SADC, I think they looked ahead, which is a very good thing because they realized that for you to move forward, Namibia need Botswana, Botswana need Namibia. Because if you create the chaos between these countries, how are you going to get your things from the sea? How are you going to get your water?
Because
it's a relationship.
Mm.
It's a give and take, and let's use each other's resources.
Mm.
But the only problem that we have is that we are not learning all the good things from others.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we are not learning all the good things from others. If this country is holding its government accountable, let's do it, all of us.
The same way.
If the democracy of this country is here, let's do it.
Mm.
Let's just not have commonality in terms of things which are not right.
Mm.
How can we follow each other in terms of inequality? That is my problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see now. Okay. Can we work together and try to, try to solve this problem?
Mm. And I think also the humanitarian aspect of it, because sometimes we find that we have people maybe from Angola, from Botswana, who come to Namibia to seek for better opportunities.
Yeah.
And it's how it should be. It's the main, aim of SADC.
Yeah.
But then sometimes when they are here, we have this mindset of it's a foreigner, it's a what. No. And those are things that shouldn't exist within SADC.
Yeah, yeah.
We should be able to welcome each other because you don't know what kind of skill set this person is bringing into your country. Because even now, if we look at, some of the people who came from other nations around SADC, these are the people who are, creating crafts for us, who are now, all these small things that we don't do for ourselves. We should be able to learn from that.
Yeah, that is a very important point, Kaveh, because that is also has to do with, I think it's personal diplomacy. Because if you look at somebody from, like at that time, those guys, when you look at somebody from Angola, and somebody from the US.
Yeah.
You are more happy to call this person a tourist.
Yeah.
And calling this one a refugee.
Yeah.
But maybe a person is just your cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. But had you understood regional diplomacy and cooperation, you would be able to assist this person who is closer to you.
Mm-mm.
Then you can also be able to learn from one another.
Yeah.
If you look at somebody from, and I think it's the mentality of us Africans, even this thing of, but I think now we stop this thing of xenophobia and what. It was really wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you see somebody from Asia coming to your country, you look at him this is a big boss.
Mm.
But as you know, this guy just from Rwanda, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean just from Malawi. No, just this guy. There was this guy from Zim.
Mm.
But that person is your brother.
Mm.
Yeah, and you understand the regional diplomacy, you'll be able to understand that maybe the maize that you are eating, they are from their country.
Yeah.
Maybe why you are not dying of hunger is because of the trade between these. That's why the aspect of regional diplomacy should not only be understood from the state level. Even as individuals, we must know who to talk to, who is our friend, and how can we, learn from this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think therefore it also kind of leaves it upon the governments or the governing bodies in charge to actually educate their people from a basic level.
Yeah.
So, because I feel like if we all get that basic understanding of what diplomacy is and what it should entail, we'll be able to develop better. But then these are things, that we're not having debates about. These are things that are not being educated in our schools, not even in our school system to really, enforce it to a certain extent, to say, this is the importance of it. This is why you have to learn about it. This is why it's helping our country.
Yeah.
We don't really invest into these engagements or these topics, but it's something that we have to start looking at if we really want to build a better, more cohesive, equal country or SADC region.
It's true. Even, business people, business people must think beyond the borders.
Mm.
Because if a business person understands the international relation and diplomacy, it's easy for you to trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't just focus on selling within the country. Teach your kids to expand their skills to say no. If you have a certain if you have a certain product that you want to sell, this is the route.
Mm.
If you have if you want to sell something within SACU, this is the rate.
Mm.
This is the better, it's a better offer. And these guys need you more, need you as you need them.
Mm.
Yeah. And that is the only way that because the moment everybody, I think it's also to do with civic education. The moment we understand that no one has monopoly of knowledge.
Mm.
No one has to say, no, this information is only for business people. It's only for students.
Yeah.
It's only for diplomat. You can understand it as a citizen. Just to say, no. Okay, no, you can represent my country, but I know what I can do my part.
Mm.
If you go to Botswana and start beating people, you are also a diplomat on your own. Mm-hmm. You are representing your country.
Yeah.
Because when you are there, people are not looking at Kavé, they are looking at Namibia.
Mm, a Namibian person.
Yeah,
a
Namibian
this.
Person.
Yeah.
Yeah. When people go to what? When they go to Victoria Falls, they think they are in another world. They do what they want.
Mm.
But you are tarnishing the image of your country. That's why it's always good, because they say everyone is an ambassador of your institution, but you are also an ambassador of your country. But I think sometimes you also don't need to blame citizens, because we are not taught these things.
Yeah.
Or maybe we are not open up about diplomacy, because we only think that it's a very difficult, it's a bigger thing, that there's only few people who understand it. But we need to utilize this this aspect, and we also need to make sure that we advise where we can advise, especially to strengthen the regional bodies.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. And those regional bodies, when you say that,
yeah,
those are what we need.
Yeah.
Because if we have an organization, you know, that is focused on this particular thing or focused on that particular thing, I think we need more bodies. We need more, because these are the people who actually, you know, host these engagements or who host these meetings or these briefings.
Yeah.
And that's what we need in society.
Mm. It's true. And I think there is always, especially the young people like us, not we are not old yet.
Yeah.
Look, there is something that is called what SADC Parliamentary Youth Forum. These are open information.
Mm.
Or SADC Youth Forum. These are things that everyone can participate in. But some of this information are not shared.
Mm.
Yeah, because those are free platform where you can go and engage with other people from different countries. Then you see how they do things,
yeah,
either in terms of business or other things. It's not political.
Mm.
But these are information that is only, you know, Kave, some people like the call office. We have take the caller, eh?
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yes.
No, I like the conversation, and you have spoken a very strong point there by saying that no, everybody must be an ambassador of his own country, whereby all of us Namibians, we must be ambassadors of this nation. And whatever is coming in, whatever is being looted out, we must be icing on it.
Mm.
Yeah, and especially we can see these companies like Shell, it seems like they don't want to sit at the table with NAMCO when it comes to this oil discovery.
Mm.
And it's hurting. It's hurting because they are Shell, although they have found some wealth there.
Mm.
And I was listening to their spokesperson, or to the man who was speaking on behalf of Shell today.
Yeah.
He really shows that he don't want a NAMCO on board. And they must know that now, this is now Namibia. It's no more Southwest Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And they must know that although the man who was talking there, he was telling us that no, because of the expenses of 400 million USA dollar that they have spend it in just finding of those wealth and whatever. The expenses doesn't bother us because we are talking of barrels of oil discovered.
Yeah, maybe there's something that we that we did not do well in terms of first time sitting, or how did we come to this point?
There's something that we remember. There was that closed door meeting with a late Genji.
I don't know about that.
Of that American man who came in here. But what I must remind the Shell professional, they must know that we as Namibians, our wealth is not at the value of 400 million US dollars.
Yeah.
Not at all. And they must know that the president, the former president, who was at the first negotiation forefront of those discussions.
Sorry, Chief. Ne?
Yeah.
We are at we ran out of time. Maybe just to summarize your point, then we can
I'll wrap up now.
Yeah.
They must know, Shell must know that where the former president who was at the forefront of discussion of those oil, where he is traced, there is no 400,000 million cigars. They must know that. And the man was talking about cost and risk. He must know that the cost and the risk is on top of it.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
This is something, it's very safe.
Go.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah. To our dear listeners, thank you. Thank you very much for taking your time and listening to Eagle FM. We wish you to continue again listening to Eagle FM programs. And Kaveh.
Yeah, thank you so much for always, engaging and for always listening into the business and economic segment. This is your trusted classroom when it comes to economic development. This is your show.
Yeah.
We're just here to facilitate the conversation. But we have run out of time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's now time for us to hand over the mic to the Umtuma program for Tatena Luvanda and Tate Kaluma to take over.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you. You can catch us again, same time, same place tomorrow.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. Good have a good evening.